Last month, we learnt how better off organisations would be if leaders would take advantage of finance people as strategic business advisors. Business consultant and author Brian Whitefield returns this month to help pull down the barriers so that finance and other departments can work more collaboratively. He says it all comes down to trust. But in order to become a trusted advisor, he says you need first to be a persuasive advisor. He tells Chris Ashmore it all starts by showing others that you're on the same team.
You're operating from outside the tent, trying to influence people inside the tent. And if you're in the inside the tent, you're looking at people out, you're going, you know, what do they want now? What are the, you know, there's wariness. And another way to look at it is you're not from their tribe. And it's inbuilt from evolution in us that if you see someone in the woods and they're not from your tribe and they don't look like you, your first thing is caution. You know, we don't have immediate trust. And so what we tend to do in finance is a classic example, because we do have some control, like you're not going to get your budget approved unless you talk to me, then we use that power to get the job done faster. And that's at the expense of building a more trusting relationship with the business leaders you want to help. And a relationship built on trust, of course, will go a lot further in terms of the value that you'll extract working together.
So, Brian, how do you throw down the barriers and get people on side for the good of the company?
Well, as I say pretty much every time to anyone in a support function, finance included, I ask them, are you solving their problems? If you're not solving their problems, why would they want to listen to you? If you're solving their problems, they want you to come into the tent. If you're not solving their problems, they think that you're there for your own reasons, nothing to do with them, and it's to waste their time. So the first thing we have to do is 100% solve their problems. And to do that, of course, we need to understand them better. And I don't think finance function, along with a lot of other support functions, spend enough time thinking about the needs of the business leaders they support and trying to understand them. And, you know, when we grow up a certain way, we go to university, we head into the finance function and we hang around with finance people. You know, maybe we don't have a lot of interest in these other things because we like the numbers. Well, I think that's a mistake. We have to step outside our comfort zone and get to know these people and what they do a lot better so that we can solve their problems. And if we work together on that, much more success.
And develop their trust.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the problem. When they're inside the tent, you're outside the tent, there's an immediate trust barrier. There's a perception maybe that you've come for your own needs, and there's certainly a perception that this is going to take up some time, some of the valuable time they're going to need. So we talk about this trusted advisor, and there's been books written on it. Well, I now talk to people about the persuasive advisor, because the persuasive advisor can lead to becoming a trusted advisor, but you've got to start somewhere. You can't have trust immediately, but you need to get results.
But you use a method you call the Pathfinder model. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, it's interesting. I call it the Pathfinder model because it's just to find a pathway through all the blockers, why they won't listen to you, so that you can persuade them to do what you want to do. It's a very simple model. It just flows like this. Stand in their shoes, paint them a picture, tell them a story, make them believe. And what that means is we stand in their shoes so that we can understand them and understand them better than we ever have before, and maybe even better than they understand themselves. If we can get that level of understanding, the next part becomes a lot easier. What we then do is we paint them a picture. So that can be anything from a simple Venn diagram to some kind of other framework diagram that helps them understand a little bit better about what you're trying to achieve. It can be an infographic you download off the web. It can be a really poignant picture, beautiful photograph that just makes a statement that when you say a few words alongside it, they get what you're saying. You know, as the saying says, a picture paints a thousand words, so we paint the picture for clarity. And then tell them a story. The reason we tell stories and give examples, preferably stories, but examples work just as well, is to get them to connect to you and to what you want them to do. So stories will tend to connect them a bit more with you, and it could just be stories about things you did in other organisations that were funny or emotional, stories that happened in this organisation in the past that are, you know, dramatic and will have that effect. And then there's just simply examples, which can also be quite powerful and connect them to the problem, but the better stories connect them to you. And because they connect to you, they're more willing to listen. The last bit about make them believe, well, the making them believe is all about your credibility. And so using the Pathfinder model, you don't go down that path of the persuasion event until you've decided what are the case study statistics, the information I'll need to back myself up, and what will be the counter arguments. Because you'll probably, particularly in the early days, get to the point where they go, yes, I see, but. And it's whatever that but is you need to have covered. So there it is. That's the Pathfinder model. Stand in their shoes, paint them a picture, tell them a story, and make them believe. And on a final note, it takes about 8 hours of someone's time to prepare to give a senior leader about 15 minutes of advice. Those 15 minutes simply can't be wasted. So things like the Pathfinder model get you ready to make sure those 15 minutes are extremely valuable.
Brian Whitefield.